this particular function was to be co-hosted by other countries like Costa Rica, the Netherlands, South Korea, Zambia, the U.S., among others. These are countries that have been promoting LGBTQ rights. So the members of parliament were drawing examples from recent events that have happened in the region, where a conference is held under the title of Democracy Summit and so on. But when the details of the actual conference are unveiled, it's discovered that it has something to do with the promotion of LGBT rights. Secondly, the holding of the summit on democracy has been shrouded in secrecy. There's been no ministerial statement on the floor of the House up to now, you know, to inform members of parliament what this particular summit is all about. And again, members of parliament feel there may be something more to this conference, to this conference and the visit that meets the eye.
But Honorable Mundubile, why wouldn't you wait for such things to crop up and see what the president's reaction will be before embarking on such protests? Some people are of the view that this protest is just to undermine what his government is trying to do by making him unpopular in the sight of the international community.
Yes, Peter, if you listen to me very carefully, I informed the House that members of parliament are threatening to stage protests. Okay? The stage at which those protests should be staged was not stated on the floor of the House. So many people have gone to draw conclusions that those protests will actually be staged before the conference. But what I informed the House was that members of parliament were planning to stage protests. And all that was needed was information regarding the issues that are raised.
Some people are suggesting that the planned or threatening to embark on a protest is just a mere publicity stunt just to make the opposition feel relevant in such matters. How do you respond to that?
Not at all. This matter is very, very serious indeed, Peter. But you know, we are a very, we are an opposition political party that is responsible. We have informed our friends in government time and again that we will not behave like they did whilst in opposition. We are not destructive. We've been very civil, we've been very structured even in this particular case. So what we did, we put our case forth on the floor of the House, and when we did our media interaction later in the day, we also put our case forth. We are just waiting to hear from government. We want to hear from government what the position is before any action can be taken. So we're very responsible in the manner that we're handling this particular matter.
Honorable Mundubile, so what do you want to achieve, or what do these opposition members of parliament want to achieve with this planned protest? Were they to carry it through?
Well, at the end of the day, Peter, I'll say two things. One, as a country, we remain firm that we are a Christian country and we are against LGBTQ rights. This is a position that was repeated by His Excellency the President, President Akai Ndayichilema. Number two, Her Honor the Vice President. Second, the President himself acknowledged the fact that traditionally, Zambia has been a friend of Russia and China, and that there should be no sovereign power to separate us from that friendship. So members of parliament, being people's representatives, are carrying those two positions, that our president should remain firm and confirm these positions. Remember, we haven't protested yet. We have not protested yet. Our protest will be dependent upon, one, what the content of or the material that will come out of that particular context, because we are not ready to be used, on LGBT rights. As a country, we are very strong about that. That is one. So if the president doesn't come out very strongly and set the position of Zambia on LGBTQ, that will attract the attention of members of parliament. If the president does not come out very clear on the geopolitical relations between Russia, Zambia, and China, then it will attract the attention of members of parliament. So we are very responsible and we are very patient. We are waiting.